There's an old saying that says, if you don't like the message, shoot the messenger. And that is apparently what has happened to the bold, courageous, and young man, David Dalyden, who has done some undercover video work exposing the trafficking of baby body parts at Planned Parenthood facilities and other abortion places. And his legal defense is run by a number of people, but Tom Brekka of Thomas More Society, in particular, the Thomas More Society is helping him as he's facing something like 9 felony charges. He's constantly being sued, and it's not a pretty picture. Tom Brekka is the president and chief counsel and also the founder of Thomas More Society. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And Tom Brekka, it's great to have you back on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much, Jerry, for the invitation.
All right, now
glad
we
to be with you.
Sure, and we all remember, you know, a few years ago there was a series of undercover videos, that were shown on the internet from the Center for Medical Progress, and for example, there was this Planned Parenthood lady that was, happy to make a lot of money, and she said, "I want a Lamborghini," through what they were doing, but. For those who maybe haven't seen the videos and are familiar with it, just describe them briefly. What was the content?
Well, Jerry, they were just horrendous depictions of the hidden reality of what's been going on, behind closed doors in the abortion industry. David, whom I met when he was research director for Lila Rose, another very young person,
yes,
whose group Live Action put out some undercover videos. These folks learned the craft from the master of this. They use law enforcement quality equipment, and David, of course, went undercover with many Planned Parenthood folks, but always in, never in a closed space, never in a private office, because he wanted these to be spaces that were accessible to members of the public, or at least to others who were not parties to private confidential conversations, because he wanted to publish them. And of course, what he found was evidence that's really breathtakingly damning of the industry, late-term abortions to the point where even infanticide has been taking place behind closed doors, and people talking about it with their peers and with fellow abortion industry participants, chillingly cold-blooded comments, even joking about body parts and, dismemberment of babies inside the womb and outside with beating hearts. Yes, of course, they're trying to sue him and put gag orders on him. They've had some success. And yet, these cases were filed, the lawsuits that we've been defending him in, going back to 2015. Now, that's 5 years ago.
Mm.
So, and all these videos are on his website, those that have not been suppressed by federal gag orders out in San Francisco. And, yes, the lady who says she wants a Lamborghini, that a lady who was Planned Parenthood medical director in Los Angeles, that's available on his website, www.cmp, the acronym for Center for Medical Progress, .com or org. I'm up in years, Jerry, so I'm not an expert on the cyber.
I believe it's
space.
Yeah, I believe it's org. And
you call
this the pro-life trial of the century. Since he put out those videos, about how many lawsuits has he had? I mean, it just seems like every time you turn around, he's being sued for his undercover exposés.
Well, they've made it as complicated and as multifaceted as possible. It's you know, I think of World War II. I was born way back then. It was the two-front war, you know, in Europe and in the Pacific. Well, this is like a multi-front war. Originally filed suit in San Francisco Federal Court, the National Abortion Federation. They got a gag order right away, and that case is still going on. Next Tuesday, with Peter Breen, my helper here based in Chicago, will be out in San Francisco again for a hearing in that case. Then Planned Parenthood Federation of America, the National Planned Parenthood, along with about 11 or 12 of their affiliates all up and down the state of California, plus Gulf Coast based in Houston and another one based up in Denver, filed suit. That suit was before the same federal judge in San Francisco, an unhappy circumstance because he once worked for a nonprofit that gave Planned Parenthood, one of the very Planned Parenthood affiliates, now suing David in his own courtroom, gave them a rent-free deal with employees of his charity working without charge for Planned Parenthood. So he pretty much, this is before he became a judge, but he never told us about this. So we tried to get him thrown off the case. That's still pending. We want people to know that we're really up against a biased tribunal there. We're up in Seattle, where David is trying to get information about a clearinghouse for aborted baby body parts through the University of Washington, and anonymous abortion providers, probably, although I don't really know for sure, folks connected to Planned Parenthood sued up in Seattle, and that's been up on appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals twice. And there's another case brought in Los Angeles by the middleman, one of the middle body parts brokers that buy body parts from folks like Planned Parenthood or other abortion providers, and then they resell them to folks like, you know, so-called researchers at University of Washington and elsewhere. A lot of this is federally funded, by the way, through the National Institutes of Health. So this is taxpayers, part of what your taxes are paying for. It's a huge scandal. And, of course, you asked me, Jerry, way back now, all the cases, there was that covers the civil cases. The Los Angeles case was finally dismissed, by the way. And we had criminal cases in Houston, Harris County, Texas. The prosecutor brought a felony and a misdemeanor charge. And finally, we got that thrown out about 2.5 years ago. And then the major criminal case brought by the Attorney General of California, used to be a lady named Kamala Harris, who had a run for the Democratic nomination for president as the senator from California. But she investigated, raided his apartment, confiscated all his videos. He still had copies, by the way. And then her successor, when she finished her term and ran for the Senate, Mr. Becerra, he actually brought the 15 felony charges, and we've got rid of several of them, but there's still 10 or 11 left. I say 10 or 11 because they're now trying to add another one a little late, and we think that'll be barred. We're going to be in criminal court out there on Friday, February 21st.
This poor guy is just going to be in court for quite a while, I guess.
Well, they're making it as difficult and complicated as possible, and they've got this biased judge in San Francisco. We just had a jury trial there. We lost a verdict for $2.2 million, one that, frankly, I think will get thrown out on appeal, but you never know until, you know, we get the results. So we're fighting a lot of these battles. We've won a few of them so far. The ones still pending are uphill battles, but we're still at it.
Does David have any regrets about the whole thing?
Oh, gosh, Jerry, none whatsoever. He is filled with the spirit of the cause of life. He's a very devout Christian fellow, and he just thinks it's just humongously tragic that this, bloody business has afflicted our country, our nation, at this juncture in world history. You know, it seems like you read the gospel and hear about the fires of the sacrificial spots, and it's going on in our own time. Dismemberment, babies born prematurely, and why are they born prematurely? Well, it's done half on purpose, because you get unscathed, pristine organs, which, of course, are more valuable to the researchers. Steps are taken to amend and alter the abortion procedure using chemicals that do not affect the baby, because if the baby is poisoned to cause his or her demise in the womb, well, then the organs would be unsuitable for research. So they avoid these poisons, and they do add other chemicals that, for example, will open the cervix wider than you need to accomplish the abortion, so that the baby may indeed come out intact. And a lot of the intact births are born alive. And
this is all for the purpose of basically harvesting their baby body parts for research.
Well, that's right.
For research. But let me ask
that's
you a question.
Right.
So suppose he had done this whole series of exposés, and it was all about how eagles' eggs or something like that, or some sort of animal cruelty or something like that, and he was exposing this, but he was using the same means of undercover journalism that 60 Minutes uses all over the country.
Well,
by the way, I don't see why the media doesn't say, this could actually hurt us too in the long run if they keep, crucifying this guy.
Well, the word crucifying is apt here. And yes, your concern is certainly shared by me and my co-counsel. We, at the very beginning of the case, brought back in July, August 2015, we had support from an outfit called the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press. And I thought initially, well, this must be some California group of reporters. No, I looked into it. It was a nationwide outfit headquartered in Washington, D.C., whose board of directors include some of the talking heads you see on major media. And they filed wonderfully eloquent, articulate briefs against what we call prior restraints on free speech and free press, just like the New York Times and the Pentagon Papers,
We have 1 minute left. Go on.
Oh, sorry. Well, let me just say they filed those briefs, and the judge ruled against us, and we haven't heard from them in the last 4.5 years. The Washington Post motto is what? Democracy dies in darkness. Well, they're pulling down the shades themselves.
Wow.
That's sad.
How does David make a living, briefly?
Well, he raises funds, too. People send in donations direct to David. He does rely on us mainly for
the legal.
We hire California counsel and former DA of L.A. County, the biggest prosecutor's office in the country. Steve Cooley, he's our lead criminal fellow out there. His former chief assistant is on the case.
All right. We've got enough time to get the website, your website, Thomas More Society, Thomas More, and that's M-O-R-E, society.org.
Yes.
Tom Brekka, thanks so much for being
right,
with
Jerry.
Us. Keep up the
thank
great
you,
work.
Jerry.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Sure, bye-bye.